The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to bring in Brian Winkler, who is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Ryan, I know you knew Melissa Hortman well as a former state representative. I can't imagine what thoughts are running through your head right now.
It's devastating, Jason. It's awful. Melissa and I were friends for a long time and very close, especially when we served together when I was the majority leader and she was the speaker. Melissa was, people will say many things about her, but from working with her closely in running the House, she was always concerned about the safety, the health of others through COVID, through the George Floyd riots, you name it. She was always concerned about the health and safety of everyone. And the fact that this happened to her is just horrific.
Yeah, you think about Melissa, and as tough as she was, as a tough advocate as she also wasn't, Ryan, a flamethrower. You know what I mean? So if you think about any Minnesota politician that would inspire or provoke like this sort of a brutal attack, I am still like absolutely astonished that it would be Melissa Hortman.
Yeah. She was a very powerful person in state government, a critically important person, but she wasn't somebody who was chasing attention or the limelight or saying outrageous things in order to get people to pay attention. She was somebody who was so dedicated to doing the work and doing the work quietly and well. It's never justified. It's always a tragedy, but her, it just seems so remarkably horrible to me.
Obviously, when you look at the fact that there were other names on this list, and we don't know if the motivation was to go after Democrats. In this case, it was two Democrats who were attacked. Melissa Hortman, who is dead. John Hoffman, who is in surgery. The state senator. And you wonder, like, was this just, I don't know, were these two picked because it was just sort of a geographical scenario? We start in Champlin, we go to Brooklyn Park, and if it wasn't for law enforcement encountering him at Hortman's house, who knows what else would have happened? But, the political side of this is hard to ignore, to think that someone was so angry about Minnesota politics. To me, it is such a dark day for anyone who wants to serve as an elected official or who does serve as an elected official.
Yeah, I mean, it is a fundamental change because, you know, people who serve in the state legislature, they're your neighbors. They're people you know from the hockey team or from the Kiwanis Club or, you know, you name it. It's a citizen legislature. You serve part-time. You go there to try to, you know, regardless of your political persuasion, do the best for the people of the state as you see fit. For Melissa, you know, she makes a financial sacrifice to be there based on the salary you get and the amount of, in many ways can be rather thankless. And I don't know, you know, the price of, you know, fear that this creates is going to be harmful to how our state is run. And, personally, I feel the loss just as a friend. It's almost, you know, you're pretty much family when you serve together at the state house for years together. And so it's hard for me to get past that in the moment. But I think it creates a chilling effect. And I think we're seeing that around the country, regardless of which side you agree with or what issues you care about. We're seeing an increase in violence. And it is not a good time in our country. And we're seeing that right now in Minnesota in the most devastating way for me personally.
Ryan Winkler with us. I mean, Ryan, I think we thought we were above that. I don't know when that changed or, you know, it's hard to take the actions of one and make a blanket statement about the state of our politics. But we're not immune to this. We're not.
No, I don't think so. I think that you know, it's relatively easy for a person determined to do harm to find a way to do it in our society. And we seem to have more of those people right now. Hmm. And yeah. It's a collective responsibility to try to figure out ways to stop it and to try to calm the demons that are, it's just seem to be, you know, swirling around our society more and more. It's devastating.
When you look back at your time in the state legislature and your time of friendship with Melissa Hortman, is there something that you'll just saying, I can't believe she's dead. I mean,
Melissa was a friend. I mean, I'm going to miss laughing with her and talking about, you know, all the ridiculous things that happen at the state legislature. The last text messages I had with her were to tell her that I was, you know, proud of her for doing the tough thing in this session. She didn't want to do it. She knew it had to be done. And she took a vote she didn't want to take, so nobody else had to do that. And, you know, it's just, it's in many ways selfless and just a lost friend who I was very close to.
Ryan, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for all of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she was one of the best.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.